Well, joining me is the Scottish Secretary, Michael Moore. I mean, let's just reflect, first of all, on how big a moment is this politically?
We're contemplating now the most important political decision Scots have ever taken, certainly the most important in 300 years. The future of whether or not Scotland stays in this great partnership of nations in the UK or goes its own separate way. What we do today is set out a process for the referendum on independence that will make it legal, make it fair, make it decisive, and crucially also made in Scotland. But now we should hopefully very quickly be able to move on to the debate on the big issues.
And let's just be clear, whatever the result, that is it, period, for a generation. It's over. It's not going to be revisited if it's a close result.
The whole point for us has been to ensure we have a credible referendum process leading up to a decisive moment, and then, yes, it is resolved.
So even if it's sort of 48 on one side, 52 on the other, you expect game over, not to be revisited.
We're all Democrats in this process. The critical thing of the last few months has been making sure that whether we're for independence or against it, we actually are confident about the rules of the referendum and we have confidence in the process. I believe that today's agreement sets the scene for that, and that means that whatever the result, then it is going to be decisive. I personally am very confident it will be much clearer cut than that. When you look at all the latest polls, historically, there's been very strong support for Scotland staying in the UK. I'm confident that will remain the case.
Let's talk briefly. Question. Alex Salmond has floated the option of a question which says, do you agree that Scotland should be an independent country? You happy with that?
Well, personally, I don't think that's the right question, but that was part of their consultation. What they're now committing themselves to, and rightly so, is to put that question to the Electoral Commission so that they can test it the way they test any question for any referendum anywhere in the UK. So the same standards, the same requirements will be brought upon the Scottish Government as they would be to the UK Government.
Briefly, and just personally, if Scotland does vote for independence, how would you feel?
I'm a proud Scot. I will go with the outcome of this ballot, whatever it is. I'm confident that we'll stay part of the United Kingdom, and that's what I'll be fighting for the next couple of years.